If you have ever been given the silent treatment, then you know what it feels like to be stonewalled. A narcissist's goal with stonewalling is to get you to think you are in the wrong, causing you to apologize. And then, like a perfectly crafted plan, all blame falls to you. The strategy with stonewalling is to effectively create a scenario where you have taken the blame while the narcissist sits back and waits for you to come to him or her. Because there is no intention to build connection, a narcissist can stay in silent treatment mode for as long as needed. Before you apologize for something you did not do, review the facts, assess the situation, and don't give in to the silent treatment. Stonewalling means there is a refusal to communicate with another person. Intentionally shutting down during an argument, ignoring what the other person is saying, changing the subject to avoid an uncomfortable topic, storming off without a word, coming up with excuses not to talk, refusing to answer questions, making accusations rather than talking about the current problem, using dismissive body language such as rolling or closing the eyes, or engaging in passive-aggressive behaviors such as stalling or procrastinating to avoid talking about a problem are all examples of stonewalling. It's important to note that stonewalling is not the same thing as asking for space or setting boundaries. Asking for time or space requires communication. If someone wants to discuss something with you at a later time, they are not stonewalling you, and you should give that person the space requested. In fact, insisting that he or she speaks to you at the moment when space has been requested is controlling. I see this happen a lot in relationships, but also in employee and boss dynamics. If an employee asks for space, a boss should give him or her the time needed to collect themselves and communicate when they can better articulate responses to questions or accusations. Conversely, stonewalling is used to control, belittle, disrespect, or demean the other person and can be emotionally abusive. The pitch challenge today: if you are experiencing stonewalling from a narcissist, the best thing you can do is to not engage with them. Step away from the silent treatment game and show no interest in playing. This will allow you to gain the upper hand and be in better position of control. If the stonewalling becomes habitual and this starts to damage the relationship, your ability to get work done, or advance in a company, address the problem with the abuser or in a work environment, the stonewaller's supervisor. If this adult approach to conflict fails, you may need to ask yourself if it is time to permanently move on.